broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this good Friday, April the 7th, 2023, 13 and a half minutes past the hour, and joined in studio today by Mike Wilson, formerly host of The Mike Wilson Show here on WGH Talk. We're doing Family Feud here this morning, hour number one of the Family Feud hullabaloo. Judy was our winner. She's won a butterscotch lollipop to the famous See's Candy in Carson, California. Now, we do have a large neighbor's pizza, a Del Taco beanie, and a $10 gift card to Del Taco. We are going to give those away over the next two solid hours here on WGH Talk. And if you were in last hour, you've got to get in again. Nobody's in right now. You can win as many times as you like, enter as many times as you like, and we are at the studio, 740-383-9944. So that's the number to dial. Mike, we have one answer left from last hour. Tell them what the category is and what the answer we're looking for is.
Okay. Excuse me. Give me one word to describe someone who gets on your nerves. So far, we have annoying, loud, pest, and know-it-all. There's one more left.
Annoying,
loud,
pest, and know-it-all. All right, one answer left in that particular category, 740-383-9944. Now remember, you have to re-enter this hour to get in to win possibly the neighbor's pizza, one topping, large pizza, or the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie. 740-383-9944 is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
What about a jerk?
That's a good answer. It's not on the list.
Good movie. Jerk.
Yeah,
not
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin was in The Jerk, no doubt. And Bill Macy.
Yes.
Who was on this show many times before he left this particular planet. 740-383-9944. What is the answer? We want to know. We've got the neighbor's pizza, one large, one-topping pizza, which you could possibly order tonight, or the Del Taco beanie, and the $10 to Del Taco, which we do have. Go ahead, caller.
I'm not sure I heard this one, gentlemen, but like late. Someone is always late when you try to hang with this person. Procrastinator, you know, never really doing anything on time.
Okay, that's not on the list, Adam.
No late.
Okay, all right.
Late, not on the list here today. 740-383-9944. Late, not on the list. This is a word that describes somebody badly. Poorly. Go ahead, caller.
What about a twerp?
A twerp?
With a P, twerp.
Oh, twerp. Oh,
I don't know where your mind is today.
Well, no, I don't. I, you know.
He's over here twerking.
Isn't that, who does that dance, that twerk?
Not me.
Well, Scott was doing it over here a minute ago, but no, that's not on the list.
Keep guessing. Twerp. Not, I couldn't hear for some reason. Twerp. Maybe it's you and that ice. Twerp. Not on the list. T-W-I-R-P. The twerp. 740-383-9944. Still looking for this negative connotation adjective that can get you in to win a large neighbor's pizza, one topping, or a Del Taco beanie, or gift card, $10 to the old Del Taco. The lines are dying down over there. 740-383-9944 on this Good Friday. Nobody in this hour so far. My word.
We might have to go to a different category.
Well, there's somebody's got...
It's one word.
It's one word. It's not a phrase. It's one word. Go ahead, caller.
A menace?
No. Sorry, that's not on the list.
Not a menace. Like Dennis. Not a menace. 740-383-9944. One word left here, and we are digging deep this morning to come up with it. Go ahead, caller.
This is possible, gentlemen. one word, I'll say like addicted or alcoholic, someone who's got a drug or alcohol problem, a substance abuse problem.
Not on the list there, Adam.
No substance abuse problem on the list here today. Now, the category again is what?
Okay, I will read it like it says on the card here. Give me one word to describe someone who gets on your nerves.
Well, you wouldn't say substance abuse problem, would you? I mean, that doesn't really fit that category.
Yeah, that would get on your nerves, yeah.
No, the problem would, but we're saying a phrase you would use on them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't say, hey, substance abuse problem.
So you could say, this person is blank.
There you go. 740-383-9944, a large neighbor's pizza. One topping on the line here, going to be drawn this hour or next, and $10 to Del Taco, along with a Del Taco Beanie. 740-383-9944. Call as much as you like. We don't have any entrance this hour because we have not given away any correct answers. Now, Judy was the winner last hour with a See's Candy Lollipop. Go ahead, caller.
Obnoxious.
Oh, good answer. Not on the list.
Not obnoxious, but not a bad answer. Keep on trying. The food bewakes you here. 740-383-9944.
I think some of these people are describing Adam. I don't know.
Well, I think you probably could have done the category. Words to describe Adam, the windpipe lip. Cotton, same answers. Go ahead, caller.
Bothersome.
Again, that's a great answer, but not on the list.
Bothersome, not on the list here today. Bothersome. Isn't that, that was a Winnie the Pooh answer, wasn't it?
Oh, bother.
Oh, bother. That was, yeah. I know there was something with bother in it with Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. 740-383-9944.
With you don't burp into the mic, okay?
Who burped into the mic?
I thought that was a burp.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nobody could hear it. Why would you point that out?
I want people to know that you're not perfect.
Well, they're not going to believe that. Go ahead, caller. What's the category? I just called you caller. Now, if that makes any sense, forget it. We're going to the phone lines. Yeah, I know. Go ahead, caller.
I think I'm lagging. Do you guys still need an answer?
You've been lagging, but yes, we do still need an answer.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is a derogatory term that's come into play.
Hey, watch yourself. It's Good Friday.
Oh, no, no. This is G-rated. It's just stupid, especially since one of my longtime friends is named Karen. So you call someone a Karen. And if it's a guy, you call him a Kevin, which I think is dumb, but that might be there because it's very trendy and it is one word. So you don't call someone a Karen.
Adam, it's not in there. Sorry.
You called them a Karen?
Karen. Or did you say Karen?
Karen.
Okay, I thought he was talking about vegetables.
You call him a Karen, and then you call him a Kevin. Why?
Cabbage.
Does that mean anything to you? Go ahead, caller.
It's Diana again, obnoxious.
That answer's not on here. It's a good answer, though.
No obnoxious on the list today. A Karen or a Kevin? So if it's a woman who's obnoxious, you call him Karen. And if it's a man who's obnoxious, you call him Kevin?
That could be. Karen comes from the internet. You know, they have all these memes with Karen.
But what is that? What's the connotation of that?
I don't know.
It's strange. Whatever. 740-383-9944. A large neighbor's pizza on the line here. One topping. You could have that tonight. Or a Del Taco $10 gift card and a Del Taco beanie. 740-383-9944. And we might even throw in a See's candy lollipop butterscotch flavor here for the big Easter holiday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you on this Good Friday. Do you do anything good for Good Friday?
Oh, you're talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay. Well, we get off work today, so that's a good thing. I got some things planned when I leave here.
Fun?
Some are, some aren't.
Are these like chores?
One is, yes.
All right. 740-383-9944. Who likes chores
on
Good Friday?
I have a lot of ruts from over the weekend along my driveway, and I got to get them filled in. That's one of the things.
Oh, yeah. Now, what do you fill in a rut with?
With dirt.
Do you think that's the time of year to do that? We might get another, you know, bout of bad weather.
We might, but we're about done.
Could be. I mean, we are April the 7th now.
Yeah, my.
4-7-23. All right, still no entrance this hour, and boy, we have beat this category to death. 740-383-9944. What is the category again?
Give me one word to describe someone who gets on your nerves. It's one word. It's I can't believe we haven't gotten it yet, but we've got an annoying, loud, pest, and know-it-all.
Annoying, loud, pest, and know-it-all, but that's all we've got.
You could say, this person is blank.
And it's a negative term.
It is a negative term.
And we have not come up with it yet.
No, we have
not. Boy, I'll tell you, this is a tough
category.
It's
a very simple one in my mind, but...
You know, it's when you get down to that last answer, it becomes very, very hard for people. And again, we've got that large neighbor's pizza, one topping. It's either going to be given away this hour or next hour. And we've got the Del Taco $10 gift card along with the Del Taco beanie that will be given away this hour or next hour. You can get in as many times as you like, but we don't have a single entrant this hour. And we're 24 minutes into it. And that is going to bode well for the people who want to win these prizes because we cannot get a correct answer on this category. Go ahead, caller.
Creek.
Good answer, not on the list.
Okay.
No creep on the list here today. Boy, we are working overtime to get these correct answers today, and creep is not one of those answers. Again, a negative term. That's what we want. To describe somebody.
Who gets on your nerves.
And it's one word, and we don't know what that one word is. Maybe it shall appear at some point. Go ahead, caller.
Boar.
Oh, boar. Yeah. Okay. I thought she said four. No, it's not on the, good one. Not on the list.
Boar. Not on the list today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
That's a male pig.
Boar. B-O-A-R. Go ahead, caller.
No, it's not on the good one. Not on the list.
Go ahead.
Rude.
Wonderful answer, not on the list.
Rude, not on the list here today. Boy, we are digging deep. And it's number three on the list, you say?
It is number two on the list.
Oh, number two?
Yes.
Right behind number one.
Yeah, and right before number three.
Well, that's, you know, that's where they should put number two. I've often thought that's where number two should go. Go ahead, caller.
Speaking of boar, this is a boring answer. How about just loser? I mean, that's just a generic kind of a negative term. Loser.
That's a good answer, Adam. Not on the list.
Well, I guess that answer's a loser.
Okay. No loser on the list here today, but boar was not on the list. Loser was not on the list. Creep was not on the list. But we're looking for things that are on the list. Number three on the list, as a matter of fact. What? It's number two. Why'd you tell me it was number three?
I didn't. I told you it was number two.
Oh, well, excuse me.
That's the one that comes right after one.
Well, see, here's what... this is the second most popular answer.
Yeah. Yeah, there were six people that answered this.
This way?
Yes.
All right. 740-383-9944. Obviously, a word with a negative connotation is what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Pesky?
No. Again, that's okay. A good one.
Not pesky.
Wow.
No pesky on the list here today. All right, coming up on 27 minutes past the hour, we're still looking for this answer. We want to know what the answer could quite possibly be.
The person who gets on your nerves is blank. What is that word? It's actually an adverb, not an adjective.
It's an adverb, not an adjective.
Because it ends with ing, so there's part of the word right there. This person is... And it's blanking.
And it's a... It's what?
Blanking.
They're blanking.
Yes.
Is that a negative thing to say about somebody? They're blanking?
Well, you replace blank with this word.
Oh, okay. So you take out blank, and you put the ing in there, and then you got a word.
Yeah.
Well, that's not confusing at all.
Catch up, Scott. Stay with us.
740-383-9944. We want an entrant. Go ahead, caller.
Annoying.
We got that one earlier on.
Oh.
So you better run them down again. Okay. Run down that category and run down the whole thing.
Give me one word to describe someone who gets on your nerves. We have annoying, loud, pest, and know-it-all.
But we don't have number three.
Number two.
Number two.
Number three, but it's number two.
Well, I'm shocked that we don't have the number two answer. It was the second most popular answer on the list here when we surveyed people. Go ahead, caller.
Irritating.
There it is. Yes, that's it.
That's Sarah's answer. I'm driving, so I couldn't call.
Oh, man, I can hear the crowd went wild when you got
Yay!
You know, there's an old saying, you are what you answer with.
Wow. That's true. I've gotten through to you now like five times for this one. So I did the pest.
Now,
and she did irritating.
Number one on the next category, so that's what it is.
All right, so what was that?
Number one. She wants to be number one on the next
category. Okay, well, run down that category, Mike, and then give us the next category real quick.
Give me one word to describe someone who gets on your nerves. Number one was annoying. Number two, irritating. Number three, loud. Number four, pest. And number five, know-it-all.
All right, new category.
New category. Here we go. Okay, this is a good one. Name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her.
Insecure.
That's good, but not on here.
No insecurity on the list here today. Now, how many answers are there in this particular category?
There are six.
Now, what is the category again?
Name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her.
Name a reason a man dating a supermodel might break up with her.
Yes, that's it.
The man would break up with the supermodel.
Correct.
That seems highly unlikely.
What? Well, once you get to know her.
Well, you know, I don't know. We're talking reality here on Good Friday. 740-383-9944. A large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza hangs in the balance and a Del Taco $10 gift card. And again, we'll be doing this through 1 o'clock this afternoon, 11:30. Sarah, the only one in so far this hour. Go ahead, caller.
Jealousy.
That is the number one answer.
All right, jealousy was the number one answer in the supermodel category here today. 740-383-9944. Jealousy comes in at number one. Now, I can see that.
Sure.
So now we've got Sarah and Trish in this particular hour of fun. 740-383-9944. The reason that a supermodel would break up with a person.
Well, that person will break up with the supermodel.
Why the person would break up with the supermodel. Yep. That's what we want. Yep. Five answers.
Looks on everything, folks.
And number one is...
She's jealous.
Go ahead, caller.
I had a PG-rated answer, but instead I'll say that he can't afford the dates. Or he can't afford to take her out to the fancy restaurants and stuff.
There is one on here that could be under.
Okay, we'll see you later, guys.
Number five.
All right, bye-bye. Well, I don't think he had it. No.
You don't think so?
No, okay. That could mean a lot of different things.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it could.
I mean, that's just not pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. 740-383-9944. Reason somebody would break up with a supermodel. Wow. 740-383-9944. Sarah and Trish in this category. And again, remember, you can enter as many times as you like. And it's either going to be a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza this hour or a Del Taco beanie with a $10 Del Taco gift card. Wow. Those are good prizes.
Wonderful prizes. Once again, name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her. And we have number one so far is she's jealous.
She's jealous, and we still have the lollipop from See's Candy from Carson, California. That was won by Judy in hour number one. All right, 740-383-9944. The reason somebody would break up with a supermodel. You know, what's the difference between a model and a supermodel? Model and supermodel. Go ahead, caller.
They're cheap.
Not on there.
No, cheap is not on the list today. Now, is that the supermodel's cheap or the guy? What's the category again?
Name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her.
The reason a man dating a supermodel might break up with her. And we've got five big answers here.
Six answers altogether. We got she's jealous is the only one we have so far.
So just got she's jealous.
That's all we have.
And then we've got five other answers in this category, and we're looking for winners. Go ahead, caller.
She cheated.
Number two on the list.
All right, cheated. Well, that's always the reason to break it off with somebody when they do something underhanded.
Yes, it is.
You know, there's nothing worse than an underhanded person.
No, that's true. You can't trust them.
You can't trust them.
Right.
Even if they're a supermodel.
Yep, that's true.
Well, there's something about that when somebody is dishonest. You really gotta put the brakes on. Pump the brakes.
There you go.
740-383-9944. What'd you have? Twitch? What was that?
Sudden pain in my foot.
Oh, no. Go ahead, caller.
What about, like, she has expensive taste and he can't afford her taste?
No, that's not on the list. That's a good one, though.
Okay.
Not taste.
We're sitting here staring at each other.
Well, I thought you'd come in there. Like with a category and a what we already have.
Oh, okay. Would you like me to state that?
Why don't you?
Well, we got to keep something on the air here.
Exactly.
Name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her, and so far we've gotten she's jealous or she's cheating.
But there are five other answers.
There are
four. That's right. We knocked one out there.
Get your calculator out.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
And the first hour, we gave away a lollipop. And I have a trivia question for you, Mr. Spears.
Where did my card
I don't know. It flew away.
Now it's... Oh, if I lose the card, we're in big trouble. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Give me the track in here.
Okay. Yeah, lollipop. We gave away a lollipop.
We did give away a lollipop.
Do you know who sung that song back in the 50s, Lollipop?
Oh, well, that was Frankie Avalon.
No,
I thought it was Frankie Avalon.
It was a girl group.
Do you think Adam knows it? That's not in his...
He might.
That's not in his wheelhouse. Go ahead, caller.
Bad Manners.
Not on the list, but a very good one.
Bad Manners, not a bad guess, but not on the list. Four answers left to go. Name a reason a man might break up with a supermodel. 740-383-9944. A large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza and a Del Taco $10 gift card and a beanie all still hang in the balance.
Yes, it does. Next call.
But we don't know who sang Lollipop.
I do.
Go ahead, caller.
She's stuck on herself. She's an egotist.
Number six is she's conceited. So, yes, I think that would be the same.
All right. She's conceited. Who sang that song, Conceited?
Conceited?
Wasn't there a song about conceited? You're so vain.
You're so... Oh, Carly Simon.
And who was that about?
It's been revealed recently, but I can't tell you.
Well, that doesn't help us out very much. But you know who sang Lollipop? Go ahead, caller.
What about if she travels a lot and is never home?
That's a very good answer, but it's not on there.
Okay.
No world travelers on the list here today. 36 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, 740-383-9944. Why would a man break up with a supermodel?
Okay, and we have three of those answers.
We're going to get this down here eventually.
He gives me cues here, and I don't pick up on them. The ones name.
Well, say like the nightly newscast. Where's and now here's Mike with the category.
That's what I'm waiting for.
That's what you're waiting for.
Name a
that could kill so much time.
Name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her. So far, we have she's jealous, she's cheating, and she's conceited. Three more answers.
She's jealous, she's cheated, and she's conceited.
Yes, that'd be...
it's quite a trifecta for a person. But, you know, it's, not everybody's got a great personality. What can you say? 740-383-9944. So far, Trish and Sarah in this go-around, so they'll be one of the big prize winners this hour. But coming up next hour, you never know. We'll set the clock again.
Okay, here we go.
That's how you do it. Three prizes in 3 hours.
Was that my cue?
Yes.
Okay.
Judy. Judy won the lollipop.
Judy. Okay, name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her. We have she's jealous, she's cheating, and she's conceited. Nothing about what the man is here.
What a rude person this lady must be. What a rude, rude lady. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe she's mean and hateful.
No, it's not on there. That's a good one.
No, mean and hateful. Now, it's probably okay if you're just mean or hateful. But if you're mean and hateful...
That's twice.
Oh, you don't want that. Yeah. You don't want that. You don't want to come home to that. That's trouble.
That is trouble.
Mm-hmm.
With a capital T.
And a bubble. Trouble. All right, Friday, April 7th, Good Friday here. 39 minutes past the hour, only 20 minutes left to go in this segment, and we've just got Sarah and Trish in so far. Who's going to win the big prize? Are we going to get more instances of answers? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, he saw her without her makeup, and she really wasn't that pretty after all.
I like that, but it's not on the list.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's happened with somebody I know recently.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Well, I didn't like them to begin with, but their makeup wasn't on, and I thought it was a different person.
Was that Adam?
Well, Adam does wear a lot of makeup, but I've never seen him without it.
Okay.
But it's clear there's a lot of buildup. Can you imagine him without his makeup and toupee?
Oh, my.
That'd be very, very, very scary. 740-383-9944. He's especially big with the eyeliner.
Okay, name a reason a man...
Hey, you said it.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden you take a cue for the first time in this morning.
Oh, we don't have fun here, do we, folks? Name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her.
I don't know. I haven't seen the answers.
Oh, well, you can't win the prizes, so...
No, but I wouldn't even know what to guess, to be honest with you. We've got Sarah and Trish in this competition so far, and a Del Taco $10 gift card and a Del Taco beanie. Large Neighbor's Pizza coming up here in this particular category, particular hour. Oh, we'll be drawing here in about 19 minutes. So far, Trish and Sarah are the only two in the competition. We want to get more people in, so you gotta call in. That's the only way you can win. Is to call in. Go ahead, caller.
Step on yourselves.
Nah, it's not on here, but that's a good answer.
No, stuck on themselves. Which, again, little toward the egotism problem. Kind of an egotist thing again. A lot of ego involved in everything. But, you know, people who are supermodel might have an ego. There's no doubt about it.
Seems like they quite often do. I won't say they all are, but quite often they do.
Now, who have you known who was a supermodel?
I haven't.
Well, how do you know? Go ahead, caller.
Does it get to spend enough time together?
Oh, that's a good one, too, but it's not on here.
You know, I've always found that distance makes the heart grow fonder.
That's why I try to stay away from you, Scott.
Well, isn't it good, though? I mean, how can I miss people if they don't go away?
Good boy.
You know, I think those are good rules to live by. You just got to know what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Because they're always traveling. They're never home.
Oh, that's a great answer, but no, it's not on there.
No traveling supermodels on the list today. 740-383-9944. Did you not like that answer? You, like, gave a wince.
No, that was a very good answer, actually.
What were you wincing at over there?
I was I don't know. I just wince.
Ay, ay, ay. 740-383-9944. Sarah and Trish in the category. A lot of interesting answers this hour, but none that are correct so far. 740-383-9944. Neighbor's Pizza, Del Taco Beanie, and gift card on the line, as they say. C's Candies Lollipops Butterscotch, all the way from Carson, California. 740-383-9944. Only the best here on Good Friday.
Yes, it is. Only the best right here on WWGH.
Where the G stands for?
Good. Great.
Good Friday.
Janam.
What's Janam?
I thought I had another word, but it
that's
just
not even a
it,
G.
It left me there.
Janam would be J. That's on the outskirts of...
Well, sometimes a G
somebody's
is
honking
else
there,
is a J.
Or else you just ate too many beans. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Because they gained weight and they're no longer super.
Oh, I like that one, but no, it's not on there.
They're no longer super, they're major. That's fine. You upgrade. Okay. Go from super to major.
Okay, moving right along.
Major to super. Super to major.
Name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her. We have she's jealous, she's cheating.
Hello. Shallow. Hello.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong category.
Mic check over here. What do you got? Yikes.
She's jealous.
Let's try that in English this time.
Yeah, she's conceited. Those are the three we have so far.
What do we got?
Do you want me to repeat that?
Yeah, I want you to repeat that.
Are you listening?
Not really.
She's jealous, she's cheating, and she's conceited.
What's kind of the remix you gave the first time? 740-383-9944. Trish and Sarah in. Why would this man be saying sayonara to this supermodel? That's what we want to know here. What?
Oh, Scott, I don't know.
Well, you got to add a little character to the broadcast.
Yeah, well, yeah, we got the character here for sure.
Yeah, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-WWGH. Those are the numbers. And again, a large Neighbor's Pizza and a Del Taco $10 gift card with a Del Taco beanie. Hang in the balance. And even if you don't want a prize, you can call in anyway. We would love to hear from you on this Good Friday.
Most certainly.
April the 7th, 2023. 45 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Again, only three answers left in this category, and we've got three.
Yes, we do. That means there were six altogether.
Really? Is that how that's done?
I know your math skills, so I'm helping you out. Okay, name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her. We have she's jealous, she's cheating, and she's conceited. There are three more answers.
I knew this would be a tough category because it's not common. First of all, I don't even think it's realistic.
No, I don't think so either. This is just kind of
this is fodder.
Typecast of what a supermodel is.
What?
Typecast.
It's a typecast.
It's what people think of when
stereotype.
That's the word I was trying to think of.
Yeah, typecast. No.
Okay.
No, but I'm just saying it's not real because who is breaking up with supermodels? I mean, I don't think this is a common occurrence in people's everyday life. I would not guess.
Do we have a caller?
We do have a caller. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Because you met another supermodel.
Not on the list. Good one, though.
Not because they have met another supermodel, although that could happen, I would guess.
Kind of fickle, huh?
This guy really has got problems, in my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
She's too moody.
We'll go with, that's number five, is she's demanding. I would say
she's
that
demanding.
Word. Yes, number five.
Number five on the list is that she is demanding. All right, time for a new rundown over there.
Name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her. We have she's jealous, she's cheating, she's demanding, and she's conceited.
Wow, she's a lot of stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Because they don't want to settle down and live in Marion.
Oh, I can see that one, but no, that's not on the list.
No settling down in M-Town. That's how that goes.
That rhymed.
Well, you know, I'm here for Dr. Seuss.
You're a poet and don't know it, but your feet show it.
There you go. 740-383-9944. 13 minutes left in this hour, and we've got either a large Neighbor's Pizza one topping or a Del Taco $10 gift card with a Del Taco beanie, and the opposite prize will be given away next hour, so you don't want to tune out. That is for sure on this Friday. 740 Getaway Friday, 740-383-9944. This is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
She's too busy?
Oh, good answer. No, it's not on there.
Not too busy. Apparently, she's got all the time in the world on her hands. So the four answers that we have are...
She's jealous, she's cheating, she's demanding, and she's conceited. Now, if she was all those together... Yeah,
that's a winner. Take her home to mom. Two answers left on the list. And we'll polish this category off and move on to the next one. Only Trish and Sarah in this category because, you know, this is all based on correct answers.
We have two answers left.
That are correct.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of answers that were not correct, but we're looking for two that are. 740-383-9944. What are going to be those two correct answers that are left? Who's going to slide in the last 10 minutes here and possibly get in and spoil the party and win the Del Taco $10 gift card, the Del Taco beanie, or the Neighbor's Pizza, one large, one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza, which has been raved about from the people who have won them on this station, or possibly a C's Candy Lollipop, straight from Carson, California. 740-383-9944. And that category again is...
Name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her. She's jealous, she's cheating, she's demanding, and she's conceited. There are two more answers. One of them you got to really put some thought into. Put some thought into.
You could put some what?
Thought
into it.
Thought.
And the other one is thoughtless, is what you're saying?
No, you're on the right track.
So the other one is, you could put some, are you trying to give clues? Is that what you're trying to do?
Maybe.
You get antsy when we get stuck in these categories, don't you?
I do.
I don't know. You know, we're down to the final 10 now, approaching 50 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. Go ahead, caller.
She's not very smart.
There you go. That's the number three answer.
Not very smart. Now we're down to one. All right, give us a new update because we've only got one answer left in this particular category.
Okay, name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her. We have she's jealous, she's cheating, she's not smart, she's demanding, and she's conceited. One more answer.
Go ahead, caller.
Because she's dumb as a brick.
Well, we just had that one. She's not too smart. Yeah.
Damn.
Just a second late. Just a second late. Now, we've got one left. Boy, oh boy, the tension's mounting now. 740-383-9944. Trish and Sarah in this hour. Who else is going to get in with that final answer? Go ahead, caller.
Bad hygiene.
Oh, that'd be a good one, but no, it's not on there.
Poor hygiene does not make the list here today, although that probably would be a deal breaker.
Yeah, did I ever tell you that I don't know how to swim?
This is relevant to this category, how?
I have to
say... Is that how you clean and, like, take baths? Is it the poor hygiene answer? Is that what we're doing?
I have to stay in the deep end of the pool because I can't swim.
Mm-hmm. I know what the answer is now. That was a horrible, horrible thing to give that away. Go ahead, caller.
His family doesn't like her?
Oh, that's a good one, but no, it's not on there.
Okay, hang on. Let me do another one.
Okay.
What about she's not that smart?
We got that one just a couple minutes ago.
Oh, okay. What about they don't have anything in common? Like, no similar interests?
It's not on the list. All good answers.
Okay.
All right. 740-383-9944. 52 minutes past the hour. And a hint was dropped pretty heavy there. Trish and Sarah in the competition. That Del Taco gift card and Del Taco beanie coming up. And then we got a whole nother hour here. And you could win big. Go ahead, caller.
Bad teeth.
Oh, I like that one. But no, it's not on there.
Not the bad teeth. The dreaded bad teeth after the poor hygiene.
He should have seen that when he first met her.
Well, you know, she's a supermodel.
Well, that, yeah.
Could she be a supermodel with bad teeth and poor hygiene?
Probably not, but still, it's a good answer.
I agree. 740-383-9944. Under 8 minutes now before we do the drawing. But folks, don't go anywhere because we still have one more hour. Now the slate will be wiped clean again. And you could win. And I'm still not sure this hour. Are we going to give away the Del Taco this hour and save the pizza for next hour? Or do the pizza this hour and do the Del Taco next hour? We'll find out here in about 7 minutes.
Yeah, we're working on that.
a team of scientists and producers are looking at that whole thing right now.
They
and possibly
are.
A C's, candy, butterscotch. Maybe I'll throw in one of those as well. 740-383-9944. I'm a giver.
Okay, name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her. We have she's jealous, she's cheating, she's not smart, she's demanding, and she's conceited. One more answer.
One left to go, Sarah or Trish in this category.
And if you didn't get my swimming pool hint there.
You give me a big hint again.
Well, I can't swim, so I stay in the... Oh, that doesn't make sense. I can't go in the deep end of the pools, well, I should say. I said it backwards last time. So I stay
what?
At the other end of
you,
the pool.
You can't swim, so you go into the deep end of
I
the pool.
You wish. I can't go in the deep end, so I stay on the other end.
You stay in the other end
yeah.
of the pool,
yeah.
Which is also known as the...
Well, that's what we're looking for.
You know, isn't that similar to some of the answers that we've had given...
I don't think so.
We'll have to discuss that when we get the answer, because I don't know.
Our panel will judge us after work on that.
We'll have to look at that. 740-383-9944. I thought the phone might light up after that one. Go ahead, caller.
She's pretty
or
shallow?
Yeah, got it. Yeah, perfect.
Shallow.
How did
you
figure that out?
Shallow. Now, isn't shallow sort of like conceited?
But those are two separate answers here. Shallow and conceited are two separate
answers. So, but what would be a shallow thing and a conceited thing?
Well, conceited, you're stuck on yourself. Shallow, you're shallow, you know.
Yeah, well, that clears it right up. I understand now, Mike. What's the next category? No, run that down and then let's go to the next one.
Name a reason a man who's dating a supermodel might break up with her. She's jealous, she's cheating, she's not smart, she's shallow, she's demanding, or she's conceited.
There you go. Now, if we quickly enter another category, somebody could get in here and also win before this hour's up.
Let's try this one. Okay. Tell me what you think is the most boring state in America.
The most boring state in America. How many answers?
Six.
740-383-9944.
Ohio is not one of them.
The most boring state in America. Sarah and Trish in the category competition here, and 50 correct answers possible here. The most shallow state in America.
And there are six answers on the board.
Six answers on the board. And if you get in the next 4 minutes, you could win this hour. Whatever the prize will be, it'll either be the Del Taco $10 gift card with a Del Taco beanie, or it will be the large neighbor's pizza, one topping. The six most boring states in America. All you got to do is give us one of them. 740-383-9944. Only 50 to choose from. Who's going to have the correct answer? 740-383-9944. Wow. Go ahead.
Iowa.
Iowa is number 5.
Iowa, number 5 on the list. So we've picked one off. Iowa is number 5 on the list. All right, we're approaching 57 minutes past the hour, which will put us at the 3-minute mark here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Tell me what you think is the most boring state in America so far.
So hard.
We have Iowa.
Iowa, number 5 of 6. I wonder what the most boring state in America is.
Well, number 1 is... Oh, I can't tell you yet.
No, not yet. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Right now, it's either going to be Sarah or Trish winning our gift this particular hour. And we have a whole nother hour to go in which Sarah and Trish will be wiped from the slate, and we'll have a whole new slate and one prize left here on this Getaway Good Friday. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Idaho.
Idaho's number four.
Idaho, number four on the list. So another one on the list here today. Idaho, 740-383-9944. Both eyes, Idaho and Iowa. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Idaho.
Oh, we just got it. Want to guess another one?
South Dakota.
That's not on there. Sorry.
No South Dakota, but don't forget, we've got a whole nother hour coming up here you're not going to want to miss. If you don't win this hour, you could win the next hour. We've got the Neighbor's Pizza, and we've got the Del Taco Beanie and the Del Taco $10 gift card, which is either going to go to Trish or Sarah this hour, unless we get another entrant in the next 2 minutes. Most boring state in America. Go ahead, caller.
Kansas.
That's number three.
Kansas, we got it. Charlene now in the competition, just by the skin of her teeth there. Charlene, Trish, and Sarah now. Possible winners this particular hour. Boy, this is getting to be excitement galore on this Good Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Kansas.
Kansas is number three. We already got it, though.
We already got it.
Well, what, can you tell me what you have? I think I'm operating on a delay.
Go ahead, Mike.
Kansas, Idaho, and Iowa.
What about Minnesota?
Not on the list.
Okay.
All right. Minnesota, not on the list. The, what's Minnesota? What state is that?
It's a small pop, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
No, it's the Badger state, isn't it?
I think you're right, yeah.
Thank you. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, if you don't win this hour, you could win next hour, because we're going to wipe the slate clean and continue with the prizes. Go ahead, caller.
Utah.
Utah is number six. We're down to two.
Really? With all those Mormons? That's boring? Run it down very quickly here. We're going to do the drawing momentarily.
Tell me what you think is the most boring state in America. So far, we have Kansas, Idaho, Iowa, and Utah.
All right. And how many left?
Two.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
New England.
It's not on the list.
No New England on the list. Now, we got to do the drawing, but don't be discouraged. We got a whole nother hour here. Here's what we're going to draw for. Del Taco Beanie and Del Taco $10 gift card. And I'll throw in a See's Candy Butterscotch Lollipop. All right, we've got three. We've got Sarah, Trish, and Charlene. All right, Mike, give me a number between one and three.
Oh, let's go with one.
Number one on this particular call is Trish. Trish, you win. But Sarah, Charlene, stay tuned. We got a whole nother hour. You could win. Trish, you could win again. You can pick up your prize till 1 o'clock today. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
I mean, you weren't born where you're working now, or were you?
Do you work for the Internal Revenue Service or something?
I refuse to answer on the grounds.
Yes, I was born right here, Charlie.